rest of the story. Maybe they should have suspected something when she was born 10 years ago, because she did have some breathing problems. During her earliest years, she lived a comparatively normal life, except for frequent lung congestion, and when those symptoms persisted, her parents had her checked for emphysema, negative. Cystic fibrosis, negative. Doctors had no idea what was causing her lung distress. When it worsened, until she was able to sleep at night only with oxygen, and then she frequently needed the oxygen in the daytime. Twice, the little girl suffered respiratory failure and had to be revived with CPR. During her most recent bout with pneumonia, the little lady, she is 10 now, she was at Vanderbilt Medical Center in Nashville undergoing yet another series of tests. I'm omitting her name in deference to the family's wishes. You know, you and I sometimes wonder why a doctor examines us all over when the only thing that hurts maybe is a big toe. Well, let me tell you about what happened in that examining room that day at Vanderbilt. The doctor is routinely examining her mouth. Her mouth. He noted more than the usual number of cavities. Did she eat a lot of candy, he asked. The little girl said no, she preferred bubble gum. She said her mother and younger brother would buy bubble gum for her in large boxes because, she explained, it doesn't last long. What did she mean? The doctor wanted to know. That it doesn't last long. The little girl patient said it disappears. Well, had Dr. Dirk Hamp not been alert that day, this story might have a quite different ending, but he pursued the little girl's remark that her bubble gum disappeared. And he discovered that where most of us can chew gum until we are tired of it, in the mouth of this little girl, the gum dissolves, and almost immediately. Well, now the doctors call in specialists in molecular physiology, in biophysics, in pharmacology, and scientists converge from the Wrigley Chewing Gum Company, and they all worked separately and together on analyzing her saliva for the detergent-like lipids which dissolve her gum. And they are now confident that they can find whatever it is that is destroying her teeth and her lungs. All concerned are confident now that the chewing gum clue will lead to appropriate countermeasures within months. Perhaps by the end of this year. For after all, it is a race against time, and the ramifications of this case are ever widening otherwise. You see, the scientists and the researchers have discovered that whatever turns the little girl's saliva into a solvent is genetic. Her younger brother is developing the same disease. And one thing more that the specialists at Vanderbilt confirm with pride. After this patient had confounded the most esteemed specialists for all her young life, the one individual whose gentle bedside manner led to questioning about her teeth and about her disappearing bubble gum was Dick Hamp, a fourth-year medical student. And now you know the rest of the story.